Welcome to another episode. I'm Sabrina Lynn, and this is Rewilding. I don't know that this episode needs an intro. I'm going to give one anyways, just because I love y'all. And I love giving something extra here to our audio tribe. I don't know. You guys kind of feel like a tribe. I feel like we've been around together a lot longer because we were doing this before we even had a YouTube channel. So if you've been around forever, or even if you've been around for a day, super huge welcome and just super huge gratitude to be here with you all. I love that we get to do what we get to do in Rewilding. I love that we get to talk about eclipse season in this episode. I love that we get to explore archetypes and inner parts of self and soul journey and spiritual paths and feminine reclamation and the sacred union and all the gifts that come with that through the lens of what's happening in the skies right now. Like, isn't that crazy? Yeah. We talk a lot about the astrology. But to me, it's a doorway in. It's a doorway into like what's available right now. What parts of self are being illuminated? What's the inner work that's going on? What I just love it. I don't know that I saw it. I think it was creating itself all along. And I kind of only just maybe saw it, I don't know, like last week. I'm a little slow to the party sometimes. I'm definitely one of those people that, I don't know, if the divine gave me the whole plan, I would freeze in fear. So I don't really see super far in front of me. I don't really see the whole plan because I would probably sabotage it. I just kind of go with what's right here, what's right in front of me, what I'm being called to do, kind of breadcrumb by breadcrumb, just following that trail that leads to true north for me anyways. That's how it works. But let me see if there's a little something else I can give you. This is cool. I did not talk about the fact that Asclepius is conjunct the north node during this particular April 8th eclipse. Yeah, I didn't talk about that in the main episode. Everything else I touched into or dove deeply into. But this to me points to another aspect of miraculous healing, another archetypal energy, another powerful part of self that's really illuminated around healing. It's beautiful. We've got Hygieia, we've got Asclepius, and we've got Chiron. Also, we have Medusa. So I do talk about Medusa, her being in the mix with Hygieia. Talk about all of that, turning her toxic, poisonous blood into life-giving elixir. And maybe just feel into that symbolism. Like, what is it? I know this is kind of wild. What is it that's like toxic in your life that can be turned into life-giving elixir? What is it that we've maybe deemed toxic in ourselves? Like, I don't know, this part of myself, it just ain't so good. I don't really like it. I don't love it. I want to avoid it, ignore it, deny it. This is a big moment in time where we're integrating shadow aspects of self, integrating hidden aspects of self, integrating aspects of self that we may be judged or deemed less than. That's a little something extra that I don't necessarily go into too deep in the podcast. We do that in membership. We talk a lot about this in this month's circle. You're super welcome to join. I talk more about like a really cool insider scoop on maybe how to join us later on. So don't join yet. Make sure you listen to the episode to kind of get in on the little sneaky way in if that's calling to you. All right, that's enough of an intro. My gosh, just happy eclipse season, happy new moon, tons of love to you. Would love to see you. I don't know, comments on the YouTube video I'm always hanging out in, and our Facebook group. If you're not a part of the Rewilding Facebook group, there's a lot of resources in there. We do a lot of extra stuff. It's free. Anyone can join. It's for our community. So if that sings to you, you'll find links for that down below in the show notes as well. All right. Huge love to you and enjoy the episode. It's a fated time. It's a time of deep healing and great potential. So this new moon eclipse happening in Aries on April 8th is wild, to say the least. It's multi-layered, it's complex, it's stunning and grace-filled, but it can also be a little bit shadowy. It can be revealing some of the hidden things, some of our deepest woundings. might be coming to the surface. We might be feeling detoxy, or like we're purifying something, releasing things. The new moon, however, right? It's a new moon in Aries. Yes, it's an eclipse, so it's fated, it's soulful, it's destined, it's more intense, it adds extra juice to everything. But it is a new moon. So if we were to look at it like that, it's like adding extra juice to a new chapter, adding extra juice to a new beginning, adding extra juice to new seeds we're planting. And I think that's one thing I really want to highlight here is it's like extra juice to new seeds we're planting. And we really want to have, this is the key to this eclipse and to aligning with it and having the wind in our sails versus trying to go against the wind. But it's to be in alignment. So planting these new seeds, these new beginnings, these new chapters, that's in alignment with our truest self, the truest self that we can get to. Eclipses are, they're soulful times, and they're really asking us to get really, really real about what it is that we want to do in this life. So that's something that can be very powerful during this time, is getting really, really real with yourself. And literally, like, here's a great practice. Here's practice number one for this new moon. Your mortality is right in your face. Like, the end of your life is in your face. And you have 1 week, 1 month, 1 year to live. What do you do in the 1 week, 1 month, and 1 year? Like, really and truly, that's a practice that can help us to get real with what's genuinely important. You're on your deathbed. What do you care about? You have one thing you can share with the world. What do you create, right? You have 10 people to spend that last day with. Who are they? Any kind of practices like that, that help us to kind of drop the daily mundane responsibilities and weights and all the pattern. We're so habitual and we're so patterned. So anything that helps us to drop the habits and drop the patterns and to get into that deeper part of self where it's, this is what's meaningful for me. This is what brings me purpose and joy. This is what lights me up. That's what eclipses are really all about. It's like, this is what lights me up. And they're very good at revealing what does not light us up. So that could be maybe practice number two, is just writing down a list of what does not light you up in your life. And can you do less of those things? And then writing down what does light you up in your life? And can you do more of those things? I also did this practice just today before filming this for Rewilding membership in our circle. And it was to go into a deep, 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 deep place within, like deep place within, however you want to get there, even if it's just in this moment, kind of follow me into that deep place within and just sit there and go, what is calling me? What is calling to me? What is calling to my depths? What is calling to my soul? Like, what is it out in the world that is calling me, that is magnetizing me toward it, that is attracting me toward it? What is it? What is it? And letting ourselves be so open to what it is, because sometimes what the soul is attracted to is not what we've been told we should be attracted to. It's not within social norms. It's not within what our family told us we should be doing. It's not within what we thought we were here to do. That can be a big thing that's going to happen in April, especially with this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction being a part of the mix of this April 8th eclipse, right? Being a part of, like, the backdrop. I said we were going to talk about backdrops, and then I just dive right in. Here, we'll do a little bit of backdrops now. And, like, what's the back side of the energy that's going on? Well, we're already in eclipse season that started March 25th. That was South Node dropping karmic baggage, releasing, letting go, shedding all the way up until April 8th. So if you're watching this before April 8th, we're still in the shedding phase. We're still in the letting go. We might be getting little insights and inklings of seeds to plant or path forward, right? Or what's being revealed. But here's something else interesting that can be happening between this March 25th and April 8th. This is a really good place. This is a really, really good practice. So put this one in your back pocket and do this one. What are the gifts coming online? What's the wisdom that you're opening up to, right? So what happens is when we're in a south node, that was a south node full moon eclipse, they're shedding, there's releasing the karma, and it's shadow territory. Shadow territory includes the golden shadow. What is the golden shadow? The golden shadow are your hidden potentials. It's your hidden geniuses, your hidden gifts, your hidden wisdom. You know what you know, but you don't know how you know it. You're just good at what you're good at, but you don't really know how you're good at it. Yeah, you might have to refine that skill, but there's just something there. So that's something really good to maybe journal about, maybe share with a soul friend. Like, hey, man, what are some of the, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine in a car ride. Car rides are great for these, right? Like cross country road trips. And he asked the question, if you had to admit to gifts coming online for yourself, what would you say? With zero judgment. So you also have to have zero judgment. And, you know, because sometimes we want to be all humble about it. And yeah, we can be humble and own it. And so it's a really good time to be honest, even if it's not with another person, but with ourselves about, here's what's coming online. And then how can I nurture that? Can you see the difference between owning it? Because once I own it, I then can make the choice to nurture it. Yeah? And honor what it needs. You know, sometimes when these gifts or these capacities, right? Like they're just like beautiful human capacities. They might seem like esoteric capacities or spiritual gifts too, but they're still coming through human. They're new capacities coming online. But the moment we own them, we get to nurture them and support them to come online even more. And that's a really important piece of this eclipse season, a really important piece up until April 8th, and of course beyond April 8th, right? So let's talk a little bit more about the backdrop of what's going on. The other piece that's going on is not only are we in this overall eclipse season, the overall eclipse season that we are in is on the Aries-Libra axis. This is 18 months of this. We're in the second of three eclipse seasons on this Aries-Libra axis. So what is this about? So again, this is like backdrop, the environment that this April 8th eclipse is taking place in. So the environment that this is taking place, the bigger cycle that's going on, that 18-month cycle, is the relationship axis. Yeah. We're right at eclipse season two of three. So kind of in the middle of it. And the potential here and what this is pointing at is us coming into next healthiest expression of boundaries. This is something really powerful to reflect on during this eclipse season. And it's the energy we're in, and you might be feeling like, wow, actually there has been some stuff around boundaries. Like your boundaries are changing. The way you hold a boundary, the way you express a boundary is changing. Maybe you're defining new boundaries, redefining old boundaries. It's a big one. It's a really big one. Another one, this is for the empaths and the sensitives. I can put my hand up that this has definitely been going on for me, is my relationship between self and other. The deciphering between this is something for me to feel and this is not something for me to feel. That can be a real tricky territory that's coming up for some of us is, and I know some of the words around this are, I don't want to take on other people's stuff, or I'm always processing for other people, right? Or it's like that language and that territory of, you know, where is the line between self and other? And it's different for all of us. What's healthy for you might not be healthy for me. might not be healthy for what's the person next to them. So it's, we really have to define, because some of us, let's be really, really honest about this, and let's go a little deeper. Let's go a little further into some of this stuff. Some of us are really here to process a lot of karma. Some of us are really here to just alchemize a lot of fear into a lot of love. You might be one of them. And I know that there are a lot of individuals in the rewilding community who, you're kind of a light worker in a way, and I don't have a better way of saying that, but you're also here to just alchemize more than just your stuff, right? But this is a moment in time where we can really come into next right relationship with that. So some of us, maybe we're taking on too much. Maybe we're taking on too much, but we didn't know. So it's coming into next right relationship. For some of us, we're maybe not taking on enough. Right? Maybe taking on more is what is fulfilling for us. Maybe that is what our soul purpose is. Maybe that brings us love and that brings us joy. But we've been taught to keep real independence. There are some of us who we've been like the lone wolf on the spiritual path. We've been the independent. I have to keep everybody really far away from me because I'm so sensitive and I'm so empathic. And really what this eclipse is about, this Aries Libra relationship access 18 month journey is about, is wow, my next greatest expression of self is actually in community. It's actually in interdependent relationships. So not codependent, not super, super independent, but interdependent. Right? Where I'm still sovereign being autonomous, right? There's still me, and I get to co-create, and I get to jam with and jive with, right? So this is kind of in the backdrop, but these eclipses, right? This April 8th eclipse, it makes it loud. It really like amplifies this energy. So yeah, it's going on back here, but it gets really loud during this eclipse. All right, one more thing in the kind of backdrop of what's going on is Mercury is retrograde. So Mercury went retrograde on April 1st, April Fool's Day. The trickster goes retrograde on April Fool's. I love it. Until the 25th. So Mercury retrograde in Aries will cross over all of these beautiful energies that make up the eclipse, right? So the sun, of course, the moon, but we'll go over the sun, we'll be with Eris, we'll be with Chiron, we'll end up with Venus, and we'll end on the North Node. So remember, North Node, those nodes of fate are what make up eclipses. Eclipses, nodes of fate are always involved in eclipses. So this is beautiful. So think about this. We have the messenger of the gods. The beautiful part about Mercury is that he can speak the languages of every god, goddess, every archetypal energy. He speaks the language of the sun. He speaks the language of Venus. He speaks the language of Chiron. He speaks the language of the North Node. So as he goes retrograde, he goes to each of these gods to get the message for your soul, right? For you. It's stunning. It's so stunning that Mercury is going retrograde over this eclipse territory, in this eclipse. So it's like the mind has a capacity to comprehend what's happening much more than in a normal eclipse. Can speak the language of the soul, hear the language of the soul. And let's not use the word soul. Let's just go the intuition. We can hear our intuition, discern it, decipher it much more than we normally would. It's beautiful. We have to give it space and time, right? And it's going to be intense and interesting amidst all the Aries energy, because Aries doesn't want to think. Aries is action without thinking. Like, we just got to go. It's go time always, right? And it's, we don't need to plan it out. We don't need, you know, to like meditate on it. We don't need any, we just got to go. But if we can combine this retrograde, which is all the rewords, revise, review, revisit. But think about this. It's like we're just giving a couple of weeks, right? The 25th is when Mercury goes direct. And it doesn't mean that we don't take action, of course. Of course, it doesn't mean that. But if we can also stay open to anything that's coming around the insights of what's being revealed, is there something to pivot? Is there a way to pivot in my life? Is there anything to review, revise, revisit? Mercury is also going to go, here's what you missed. He's a trickster, right? That's the trickster energy where messes with communication, messes with travel, messes with electronics. That's his trickster energy. And so he's going to show us where we missed something in the eclipse. Remember, eclipses are all about your soul's path forward, right? Follow your bliss. The Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss. Follow your bliss, follow your bliss, follow your bliss. That's your destiny. That's your greatest path forward. That's you uncovering your grandest plan in life, your great becoming. And so eclipses are all about that. Mercury is here to go, and you missed this, and you kept sweeping this under the carpet, and you just clung on to this a little bit too much, sunshine. It was ready to let go of that karmic baggage, and you just didn't want to drop it, right? So Mercury is going to extend this eclipse season because he goes retrograde on the first, in the middle of it, in between the two eclipses, and will stay retrograde until the 25th. So it's going to feel like the eclipse season has been extended. This is great because we have more time to do soul journeys. We have more time to get the insights. We have more time to pivot, to make the pivots, to make the readjustments and the realignments for our greatest potentials, right? Our greatest expression of self. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty, like, and so that's just the backdrop. No, that's a really great way of also talking about this April 8th new moon eclipse. And now we'll get a little bit more specific about it. So let's go a little bit more into the big archetypal energies that are at play. Chiron. I can't even talk about any other archetypes before I talk about Chiron. Chiron being conjunct this new moon eclipse to the minute, that's unbelievable. We will never see that again. We will never see that again in our lifetimes. On a new moon eclipse, perfectly conjunct Chiron. What is Chiron? He's the wounded healer. So what can this mean for us? It can mean deep and extraordinary healing. It can also mean our wounds are coming to the surface and we're not necessarily, or others aren't necessarily, or the world isn't necessarily working with it consciously, right? Working with it, owning it, working through it, holding the intention of alchemizing that wound, turning the pain into love, or, you know, whatever the words are that we're using around it. It can mean that wounds are being very projected, or they're being played out, or we're re-traumatizing based on our own trauma. This could be interesting. We're all going to express this differently. We're all going to experience this differently. We're all going to see this differently. But this is part of why so many astrologers are talking about this eclipse being the big one of the year. And just like, wow. And it's in Aries, which is the warrior. If there was a sign that pointed to war, it's Aries, right? Now, do I think it's going to manifest like that? Ah, I have no idea. I'm not a predictive astrologer. I'm an evolutionary astrologer, right? I'm all about your journey in it and the parts of self and how you can get the most out of this. But just to touch into that so that we can kind of weave some threads around, some of you might be like, why is this, you know, why are we all talking about how intense it is? It's also because so much energy is in Aries. So Aries is that very fiery, take action without necessarily thinking. But high level expression of Aries is the sacred warrior. It's the heart aligned warrior. It's what would I love saying it like this. It's not just what would I die for? It's what would I live for, right? Like that's warrior energy, and having this beautiful sacred warrior active and alive in ourselves so that we can fight for our truths, fight for our passions, fight for our soul purpose, stand up against the grain, right? That's a battle in itself. And to fight for true self, right? To give us the strength and the courage and the stamina and the capacity and the action and the ability. Aries has this awesome ability to break through barriers, to break down walls, to make it happen, also to make it manifest. That's a really beautiful aspect of Aries too, is to bring it into the world and make it manifest. So it could be interesting. And if I were to invite us to do something around this energy, it would be, one is to do some warrior practices, sacred warrior practices, right? Like practices like Qigong can be really powerful. Other practices that maybe you're called to, or even just warrior pose in yoga, or just like holding warrior stance in yourself, right? With an open heart, open central channel, right? So you're just like the spiritual warrior. What is it from a soul place, right? How is it that my warrior stands in a heart open, soul aligned place? And what is it that my warrior would die for? What is it that my warrior came here to live for? We worked with this in membership this month also, and it was really powerful, a powerful place. You're super welcome to join us. We'll throw a link down below. There's like 8 hours of Eclipse workshops that you can journey into in membership, and you're very, very, very welcome to come in. There's a powerful workshop that just came through on April 1st, today as I'm recording this. We're always aligned with the energetics of the moment. And so if you ever want to work with the energetics of the moment, all the things that we talk about here in the astrology episodes, that's the place to go do it in a very embodied, experiential way. All right. Other archetypal energies that are at play on this April 8th eclipse. Mars and Saturn, we definitely have to mention them. They're coming together in a conjunction, I believe it's 2 days after, but close. They're already active during this eclipse. Mars and Saturn together, they're considered the malefics, right? So they can be very karmic. They can be a little bit where Jupiter is like, you know, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that we talked about. It's expansive, it's grace-filled, it's very high vibe. Saturn and Mars together, it's very karmic. It's very, like, discipline, but it's also very action-oriented. Mars is the warrior, so Mars and Aries are very similar. So all that warrior energy we talked about, he's now sitting next to Mr. Miyagi, right? So we have the warrior who just wants to, like, go, do, take action. Let's go to battle. I want to fight for what I believe in, right? Like, that warrior energy sitting next to Gandalf. So I love thinking of Saturn in his high-level expression of, like, wizened elder, you know, like Gandalf or Mr. Miyagi is really good, or like Yoda. This is good from Star Wars. That's the energy of Saturn in his high expression. He's Lord of Karma. He's a father time. He's like, in time, young Padawan, you know, like wax on, wax off. And Mars worries, like, come on, I just put me in the action, coach, right? And he's like, no, you shall carry water bottles for the next year. And so there can be this, like, this push-pull dance, want to do, but no, you're being prepared, right? So I love Saturn for the fact that he brings us into mastery. So if we start to look at Saturn and his karmic lessons and his father time as he's really bringing us into mastery. And there's only one way to get to mastery, right? Like, it's not from a Jupiter grace bomb, typically. It's not just like, boosh, your rocket launched up the mountain, you know? Saturn is that energy that is like one step at a time. You are the goat moving up the mountain, right? It's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's what brings us into our wisdom. And like that wizened elder energy is what Saturn really brings us into. Can also teach us harsh lessons and the weight of responsibility, you know. But it's so that you can reach your potential. It's really Saturn. I mean, Saturn is also a really, really powerful archetypal energy to work with when we're looking at destiny and we're looking at fulfilling our full potential. Saturn's very powerful. He's karmic. He's karma, which is our destiny. So we've got those two, and they're in Pisces. So that's interesting. They're in Pisces. So here's the warning sign. Here's the red flag. Here's to what to watch out for during this April 8th eclipse and around this time is escaping out, is the escape route, is the spiritually bypassing, right? That's the shadow side of Pisces, right? The benevolent side of Pisces is it's spiritual, right? I mean, it opens us up to higher heart, higher expressions of self, higher expressions of love. It's thinning of the veils. It's right. It's that. And so you can think of like spiritual warrior, right? That's the high side of it. But if we were to look at the shadow side of Pisces, it would be sticking our head in the sand and just avoiding the shit out of this eclipse. And right, Mars and Saturn are just like, and stick your head in the sand and just avoid it and we'll escape and we'll just go get drunk and do a lot of drugs for the next like 2 weeks. So we don't have to face the healing we're being asked to do with Chiron, right? The shadow work that comes in an eclipse season, the owning of our gifts and the owning of where we're being called and our greatest selves and our higher potentials, which is sometimes worse than working through the wounding. Sometimes the biggest wounding here, listen to this, because I know some of you, this is for some of you. Sometimes the biggest wounding that we have to work through is us stepping out of little self, us playing small, really feel into that. It might be that part of what this eclipse is asking for, where you just want to stick your head in the sand, is you don't want to reclaim those gifts. You don't want to know that you're here for that. You don't want to feel that magical. You don't want to have that calling. You do not want to step into that thing. And that's going to be some of us. And that's going to be where we're going to want to hide. We're not going to want to do the healing. We're not going to want to deal with how much we want to project onto someone, or how much triggering is happening, or how much shadow work is happening, or how high we're being called, right? Or how much we're being asked to remember and reclaim, and what we're being asked to step into. Like, oh boy, that's too much responsibility. That's too big. I can't do that. That's beyond me. Right? So all that can be coming up. So the warning sign to watch out for is the avoidance. And what are your avoidance tactics? What are your avoidance tactics? What do you do to stick your head in the sand, to numb out, to escape? Right? And watching out for that, because this is not a time to do that. This is a time to get the most out of the energetics. It is a time to really go for it. It's a time to do the work, to do the deep work. If you don't have a way to do the deep work, go do the Eclipse Workshop, right? We just took 40% off of it. Eclipse Workshop, you get to go into your South Node, you get to go into your North Node, you get to go into your Karmic Backpack. There's a new bonus workshop in there, Sophia Wisdom, which is feminine wisdom mixed in with Eclipse energy. It's awesome. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's under $50. It's only open until the 8th. We'll put a link below. Also, sneaky little insider tip. I don't know if I should say this. I will. If you do the Eclipse Workshop now, there's a way to also join membership for a really crazy deal for the first month. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't saying nothing else. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that. But just know that there's a really crazy offer for those of you who do join Eclipse Workshop right now. Because we're doing so much Eclipse stuff in membership, wanted to make it very accessible should anyone want to do a big deep dive into eclipse energy. I mean, it's really soul journeys. It's experiential. It's embodied. You're working in the archetypes. We're working in Chiron. You're working in South Node. You're working in North Node. You're working this karmic territory. All to drop the karmic baggage and step into, right, the unique potentials that are there in our North Node. And we've all got them. All right, let's talk a little bit more. I would love to talk about a very grace-filled, beautiful energy that's going on April 8th during this eclipse, and that's Venus is conjunct Hygieia. I love this. She's also in a T-square with two dark goddesses. However, There is real grace and real healing with Hygieia. Hygieia is Kundalini, goddess of miraculous healing and awakening. It's a feminine energy. It's Kundalini energy, right? So it's a wisdom energy. It's a sacred wisdom energy. And it heals in really beautiful, easy, benevolent, grace-filled ways. Medusa's also up in the mix with them. So Medusa's also in the mix. Medusa is part of the Hygieia myth in that it's Hygieia who turns Medusa's toxic blood into life-giving elixir. This just points to even more healing, more of the miraculous kind of healing, more of the grace-filled, ease-filled kind of healing, not quite so much the like chironic healing, which can be really shadowy. It can be pretty hard. We can, you know, kind of get like a frying pan to the face when we're doing some of the chironic healing, right? But Hygieia, it's like grace-filled Kundalini. Sometimes it comes with a sexual energy, very pleasurable, very orgasmic, and it can be just as healing, just as awakening as any of the other energies. And so I love that aspect. And so if you're looking for some grace during this eclipse, that's a beautiful energy to lean into. You can actually access that in that Sophia wisdom workshop that I talked about. That's part of the eclipse workshop. So that's a bonus that's thrown in there. I think it's a 50-minute workshop. I would almost go there first just to like get all the good juju and then dive into the South Node, North Node journey with the eclipse workshop. Give me a second. Sorry. I think this must mean that we're almost done talking here when my throat starts to go out. All right, let me see. What else is there? Let's talk a little bit about Eris. A little more on the feminine archetypal energies at play. Eris is in the mix. She's conjunct Mercury on the day that he goes, on the day he goes retrograde? I think it is on the day he goes retrograde. So on the first, she's conjunct him. Doesn't matter. She's in the mix. She's very much a part of the Mercury retrograde journey. He's going to go back and touch in with her again. She's been on the North Node for a while. So she's been a part of what we're doing now with this eclipse season, which is we're moving into our higher potentials. We're moving into, you know, higher timelines. We're moving into like future visions, what we came here to do, the soulful expression of self. But here's what Eris brings in. She brings in chaos so we can get to deeper truth. So just feel into that. Chaos so we can get to deeper truth. Isn't that great? So you can literally look at your life and go, where is there chaos? And what's under that? So anywhere that there's disruption, discord, or chaos, we want to ask ourselves, we want to meditate on that, journal about that, talk about it, whatever doorway you have to go into, what is this chaos showing me? Because it's a great time to see it because Mercury's retrograde. So we'll see it. It's not just like chaos for the sake of chaos, right? We can't see it because we can't translate it. Mercury, messenger of the gods, he can talk Eris's language. So asking what's under the chaos, what am I not seeing here? What's under the chaos? What can I see? What's the truth here? What is this showing? It's not just chaos for the sake of chaos. It's showing us something. We can get deep wisdom out of that. And Eris is a fighter for the soul, right? Especially in this eclipse season. But she's fighting for highest potentials. She's fighting for the truth. And so it's chaos so the truth can be revealed, so the soul path can be revealed. Healing, Chiron, so the soul path can be revealed, right? So chaos, disruption, discord, and healing, big healing, owning of the shadow, owning of the lost hidden parts, owning of the parts that we judge and shame and don't think are perfect so that we can step into our highest path forward, right? That's who's like dancing on this North Node, dancing in this eclipse season. All right, let me see if there's anything else that I would love to talk about. I think that's it. Let me see if I have a little bit of a practice or a little bit of a something. All right, here's a fun one. You ready for this one? Yeah. All right. This is a little embodiment practice. It's like a mini little eclipse practice that we can do together. All right, so imagine your greatest path forward lies in front of you. And imagine you're lined up with it. Like you're literally in alignment with your highest potentials. Just play with me for a minute. I mean, you might be like, who is this crazy bitch on YouTube? That's all right. Like, if it's going to get you to your soul's greatest expression, I don't know, why not play for a second? That's, what if you got to lose, right? Other than all of your ego and all of your karmic baggage, right? And just the gaining of all of your soul gifts and the greatest life that you could possibly live that feels the most fulfilling, the most joyful, the most blissful. I don't know. It might be worth trying this practice out. All right, so here we go. Your greatest path forward. It's right in front of you and you are totally aligned with it. If you're an embodied person or an embodiment person or you, if it helps in any way, we don't have to use any of those words. If it helps in any way, shift your body so that you're like, all right, whoosh, I'm in alignment with it. I'm in alignment with my greatest path forward. This is just legit my greatest path forward. It just is. This just is my greatest path forward. Your unique genius is in alignment with that path. You have a unique genius. Yes, you do. You do. You do. You have a lot of gifts. You have a lot of gifts to give the world, right? A lot of gifts to give the people you love. A lot of gifts to give the world, the plants, the animals, the whatever it is that you're in love with. You got a lot of gifts to give them. You're in alignment with your unique potentials, your highest path forward. You ready for this one? So you're totally in alignment. Call in, and you just call in with intention. Visualize this, imagine it, just use your intention. Doesn't matter, we don't have to go into deep practice around this, but you call in this grace-filled eclipse energy. It's like a lightning bolt. It's like a lightning bolt, and you literally ride the lightning bolt. You let the lightning bolt like pick you up. It's like if you were a witch, you're riding a broomstick. Well, guess what? You're an electric witch, right? Now we are lightning bolt, eclipse, broomstick riding, electric current, magical, grace-filled, mystical witches, right? So this lightning bolt literally picks you up and swoops you toward your unique potentials, your unique genius, your highest expression of self. And as you are riding this lightning bolt broomstick into your true north, you are dropping all of the shit that you can't take with you. You are dropping all of the stuff you cannot take with you. Shedding it, you're letting it go. All the thought patterns, all the karmic baggage, all the ancestral conditioning, all the collective conditioning. You are on this lightning bolt. You are riding into your highest potentials, your greatest true north, and you are just letting everything fade away. It's like it burns it away because it just can't go there with you. Do that practice every day during eclipse. Then go do the eclipse workshop and go do the Sophia workshop. And if you really want, join membership, right? On that crazy good deal after you buy the eclipse workshop. And who knows what the heck your life's going to look like in a month, in 3 months, never mind 6 months when we get to the next eclipse season, because eclipses last for 6 months. So the work we do now, right, it ripples out way beyond 6 months, but we get to do it again in 6 months, right? All right. Huge, huge love to you all. Happy eclipse season. Would love to see you in the comments below if you like this, if it served in any way. Maybe hit the thumbs up button. Maybe subscribe. Maybe share it with a friend, an aunt, a grandma, a brother. I don't know. An uncle. I don't know. I just love being here with you all. It's an absolute honor. And if you're up for doing workshop with me, again, Eclipse Workshop is the best place to go at this moment in time. All right. Love you all.